Hi, Davis.
How are you?
Fine. Let me see if I can...
Good.
Ilya, are you there? Ilya?
Ilya?
She must be testing something.
Yeah, she must be.
Ilya?
And Christina?
Christina doesn't seem to be...
I'm okay. Sorry.
Oh, here she
here
is.
Here I am. I forgot to turn on my microphone. Sorry.
Christina?
No, Christina is not here.
So that's Ilya.
Yes, that's
yes,
Ilya.
Yes, that's me.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hello.
Yes? There she is.
I'm still here. I'm still here.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I was just telling you that it seems that you're having a blast here at the Webcast Academy.
Yes, I am. I should probably start working, though.
Oh, me too. I have so many other things to do, but I just decided to concentrate a little bit on webcasting and those things.
Well, it's certainly a very valuable and useful skill to have, so I greatly admire both of you two. That's just great.
Yeah, we are trying hard, Dennis, but I guess now we got the idea, right, Ilya?
Right. So, Carla, are you streaming?
Yes, I am streaming. So if you go to the webcastacademy.net, you will see that the title of our show is Teachers Foretell, and I'll tell you about it.
And okay.
So what I'm doing now is I'm streaming there in Sandbox A, and I'm also recording with Audacity.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, so
this is your first streamed show, right?
No, not really. That other one that we had, the one that I posted the recording at the Webcast Academy, that it was you,
right,
me, and Christina, it was also
right,
being streamed, both of them.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw it
yes,
was streamed.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So
but
this one
where
is...
Can,
yes.
So where can I see it?
Are you?
I see it in Sandbox A. Okay, Teachers
yes,
Foretell.
Uh huh. Yeah. So if you go in Simplecast, when you configure everything, there is one place there in the server options that you can put the name of your show. Have you seen this option there?
I'm looking, but I'm not sure exactly where that is.
Are you on a Mac or a PC?
I'm on a PC.
Yes, so you are using Simplecast, right?
Yes, I'm not. Well, right now I'm not recording.
Okay, but even if you're not recording, if you go to Simplecast, you can open it. If you just open it,
okay,
I can show you. You open there. Sorry, people. I'm opening. You know what, Dennis? I'm opening a popsicle for Mr. Popsicle here.
Oh, you are.
Breaking
Is it a blue one?
No, today's a red one.
Oh, well, I like red ones too.
Okay, so, Ilya, are you there?
Yeah.
Did you open Simplecast?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So.
Oh, and that's where you put the name of your show. Okay, I've done that before too.
Can you see?
Okay. Yeah, I know where you mean.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Yes. So, Dennis, we are just talking about the place. If you go to the Webcast Academy, you will show, like, in Sandbox A, that our show is there. You know the name,
Teachers
Foretell. So it's always good, like, if you were having something special to tell the public what it is about. So it's good. And then others can see and you can see, so it's okay. So, Ilya, Dennis, I was telling Ilya that she should be invited to be part of our Teachers Foretell group.
Oh, yeah. I completely agree.
Now that she's a webcaster, it's easier to have... You know, many webcasters, one backing up for the other.
So I'm sorry, I'm having really bad audio. I don't know why. It's sort of bouncing.
Yes, I think
your voice is bouncing.
Uh-huh.
Can you hear it too?
Yes.
Is it also on your side?
Sometimes, but how do I sound, Dennis?
You sound fine to me.
Uh-huh. Maybe you're playing a lot, Ilya, with with the configurations.
No, I'm not touching the configurations. Actually, I promised Dennis Newson that I'd help him record a conversation.
Uh-huh.
And I said, okay, I hold to my configurations. I do that. But I guess I have to find out what actually I did to be able to record it, so...
Uh-huh. what I did to make it easier, like the time that I was streaming just yesterday, I posted everything. You saw that, like I had a checklist with all the configurations I had. So I think it helps others using PCs and also myself. Like it's a reminder for myself what I need to have, like all the configurations. Did you see that?
That's a great idea.
Yes, like I always take screenshots of the configurations. I had this checklist because it's easier than for us to know if there is a problem. We can, like, it's a reminder, like mm-hmm. what we are forgetting there. So I think it's a good thing to have, like, too. And I also had some notes. I have some notes, like, with the things that worked, that didn't work. I'm trying to get organized this time. The last time I was terrible. I was a terrible student. I didn't do anything.
Oh.
It's your first time, isn't it?
But this time you were really fast.
Yes, but I guess it's because of the other time. So I had already seen the screencast before. I knew about the things, but I last time I didn't really try things out. That's the difference. This time I'm taking my time to test things. And the fact that I'm here with you, with Dennis, it's easier to test. And the fact that I'm helping others, it's even better. Because then, like, it sticks to my memory the things that I have to pay attention to, you know? So... this weekend, Erica and I were pulling our hair out because we can't figure out what to do with her. She bought a new computer, so her configurations don't look anything like those that we have. So then we
and it's not even a Mac.
No, it's a PC, but we can't. Like there are some options that we just can't play with them. And they are essential to do those things. So I said, you know what? Get your things and put it on the forum to see what kind of answer you get. So now you can record, Ilya?
Yes.
Are you okay with Audacity?
I'm fine with Audacity. And, you know, when I streamed the first time, I actually put the streaming part with Jose Rodriguez on so that other people might be able to get help that way because he knows us very well. So are you still there?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
This is very nice. I just muted my microphone because my son was screaming here, so I was listening to you, but with my mic muted.
Oh, right. Did he have a good birthday?
Yes, Eduardo, yes, we had a wonderful time. He really
loved
it.
When was his birthday?
His birthday was on Friday, Dennis. Eduardo turned 7.
My goodness.
And I know that yours is coming.
Yeah, it's going to be here before long.
I know.
And I'll be 11 once again.
Oh, this is so great, isn't it, Dennis, to be 11 again?
Oh, yeah, I've been 11 for such a long time.
Oh, my.
This is
now,
great.
Yeah, you have to know, I was 32 years in a row, and then I was 31, I don't know how many years in a row. And finally, I decided, oh, let's just be 11. Anything older than that is such an awkward age anyway. So I'm 11 and have been for a long, long time.
Okay, that's
a good age. Well, I just want to know one thing before you get back to Tech Talk. Did you make brigadeiros?
Oh, yes, of course.
Great. And
hi,
Christina.
Hi, Christina.
Hi, Christina.
Hi, Christina.
Hi, how are you doing? It's so nice to be here again. Sorry, darling.
Yeah, people, Christina, I didn't imagine it was so late for you girls.
Well, I think for Ilya, it's even
what
late.
What time is it, Ilya, for you?
It's 10 o'clock. It's only 10 o'clock. It's okay.
10 o'clock, it's okay. But for you, Christine, it's what?
It's 9, so it's okay.
Oh, it's okay. I thought it was later on. No, 20 GMT is a good time then.
Yeah. Listen, Carla, I'm going to hang up. Can you call me back? Because I'm having really big problems listening to you, okay?
Okay. Try it again, okay?
Okay.
And we'll be waiting for you. Oh, yes.
Okay, so, Carl, you're streaming, huh?
I am.
I can see that here. Oh,
I am so impressed.
She's perfect. She's the webcast queen. You know?
She certainly is.
Webcast queens are Cheryl and Susan and Durf. All of them are great. No, but you know what, Christine? I think now the point is that we have a purpose, you know? When you have a purpose, when you have a real goal, then, well, we got to do it. But in the past, it was something just for fun. Now I really want to have that teacher's foretell going soon. So I think when you come back, it would be a nice idea to have our first get together, although we are having informally, right?
Yes.
It's part of the group.
No, definitely we should think about that, because I think it in September then it also be a nice start for the teachers that are starting the academic year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would be a fresh start for everyone.
Yes.
And this would be a great contribution for teachers to join and come together.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a nice idea.
And I was wondering, what kind of job exactly do you do with the teachers?
That's a good question. my job is more of a guidance, and what I do is I meet them and I try to understand what their purposes are. And the ones that want to use that use technology and kind of make their they still call it lectures. I hate this name. Online. So I try to go through this process with them and try to understand what they want to achieve. And we try to work out a way of having their presence online in a way that they can work with the students in a way that it's appealing for them and also for the students. So we're trying to transfer what they already do very well face-to-face to an online environment.
Mm-hmm.
But without missing the communication and the interaction component. Because what I found when I arrived is that there were a lot of teachers already using online environments, what they hear in the UK call the virtual learning environment, and believe it or not, it's merely the blackboard.
Uh-huh. Where nothing they like Web 2.0 tools, like
no,
not on-site blackboard.
No, not at all. And actually, they and I'm not really a friend of Blackboard or any closed environment.
Mm-hmm.
for several reasons, but not even there they were using it to its full potential, because there are things that you can still do in a closed environment. There are that end up being quite useful for students. Most of them were using it as merely as a repository to upload their own files.
And sometimes it's just replicating the face-to-face classroom.
Indeed, and even giving it, let's say, an image that online really isn't more than uploading files, and that it will never replace face-to-face. And let's face it, we don't want to replace face-to-face,
yes,
but we want
not.
To offer an opportunity for those who can't come to the university, and that's the main purpose also of the projects that I was hired is to try to provide other opportunities. It's not a perfect world, but we want to be able to provide opportunities for people that are outside the area where the university is set. Young mothers, people that work and can't attend all face-to-face sessions.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are aiming at other kind of groups that just because they don't have the same conditions doesn't mean that they don't have to have the same kind of opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
It's a slow process because we cannot aim at everyone. Not everyone is into it. And as you can imagine, across the university, it's a really a huge effort to make something like this happen. And it's not happening from day to tonight. And that's one of the things that I thought people were thinking, that, you know, someone would come, would give them some kind of guidance, and all of a sudden everyone was using online environments in a very efficient way.
It's not
true. It's not like that at all.
So, I'm curious to know, are you there for 1 year? Have you been there for 1 year?
I've been here now for 6 months.
Six
I came
months.
Here in January. Yeah.
So, like, I'm curious to know, how successful have you been? Like, what steps have you started? What have you tried with them? Because I know it's such a long process to go. But I was wondering what you're doing, like, with the teachers. What kind of help are you giving them?
Okay. Well, it's a long process, and it's a very slow one.
I know, because I've been, and they are my friends, you know, and we are 150 teachers. Now that we can have, like, we are convincing some of them, like, I would say 3 or 4 to be with us testing things, but the majority don't even want to hear about it.
Exactly, and you know, coming from a background as the web heads, and I thought, you know, I'm going to a very developed country, and I'm going to get there, and it's going to be so easy because we'll be speaking the same language. Not at all.
It's not a language barrier, right?
No, I think we were speaking different languages because, you know, this takes some code understanding here, and we're not in sync at all at the beginning, so it was quite frustrating to go and talk to people and see that they weren't really, you know, interested, and so the first month really didn't know what I was doing there, because it's like I went talking to people, and they said, you know, I already use Blackboard, I upload my PowerPoints and my Word documents, so, you know, I'm happy with what I do.
Like, we need to do something else, right?
Exactly.
Why are
you
here telling me what to do?
Just leave me alone, because I'm already using online. Yes?
My question is, how did you get the job? How did you get to London?
I'm actually in Manchester.
You're in Manchester. Okay, not in London.
Yeah.
But how did you get the job?
Well, there's this website called jobs.ac.uk. And it's really great website because it gives you daily updates of all the jobs, all the vacancies that are available throughout the UK in higher education, in all areas. And so when I started thinking that I should be looking for a job outside Portugal, because the situation in Portugal, unfortunately, is not really the best one right now, especially in the educational setting, I started daily accessing this website. So I went through levels. First, I applied for Portugal, and then I started UK, and I was thinking, if UK doesn't work for me, I'll go Germany or something like that. And so I started email, and one of the things is that they already accept, most of the institutions already accept the applications online. So, you know, it didn't cost me anything.
So you didn't even have to Manchester's.
Then I had to come for the interview, but there's like travel expenses for interviewees, and so they asked me to come, and I came, and so I did my interview and I went home, and when I got home they called me, so it was really fabulous. I wasn't really expecting it. I thought, you know, if someone asks me to go, I'll go. I don't think I'll get to be there, but let me try out, because I've never been to such a situation, so it was worth trying, and it was quite interesting, and I was really nervous, but so that was the way that it happened.
But it's going well, right?
Well, like I was saying, that the first month was really frustrating in that sense that, you know, you think coming from a webheads background, learning with computers, and it's obvious why it works. It's because people join in voluntarily, because they want to learn, because they have the need. And here these people, I was the one coming to them. It was like changing things around. And the first month was really, really frustrating. Also because, you know, you come and you feel this need that you really have to prove that you know what you're doing. And so you want to talk to people. And you have this anxiety that people will adhere to what you want to do and will, you know, work with you. And it's not always like that. They have their own routines. They have their, you know, already their their jobs, and they're doing a great job, but changing practices, it's a drama. And so but then as I kept meeting people, because I'm like that, I go and I introduce myself, so I was able to meet other people that were quite interesting. They weren't doing much with online, but they were eager to learn, and that's exactly with these people that I'm working right now, aiming then later on at the other group that is uneasier with the use of technologies in their practice, and so the projects that I have now, and they're still very, you know, also developing slowly, but I'm giving them time, because this is a very how can I say, wide learning curve, and it takes time for you to kind of adapt and adjust to it. So we have small projects, we have like academic writing assistance now through online office hours. So we use Skype with students. Oh, I can hear myself.
I can hear myself now.
I think Erica's settings. Erica.
Can you hear?
Yes, but I think...
Hi, everybody. What am I doing?
I don't know. Your computer is like giving an echo to everybody's voice.
Oh, gee. So I should say goodbye.
No! Are you something on, trying to record or anything?
No.
No? Maybe no, I don't lower your...
Okay, I'll try to adjust the settings and then you call me again.
Okay, I will.
I will write you a text message and then you call me again.
Okay, I will.
Okay, bye.
Oh, this is so
Carla,
nice.
I have a question.
Yes.
I have a question for you.
That oh my God. Yes.
What teachers for tell stands for exactly.
Oh yes, we are keeping the mystery. We are going to answer you, Ilya, don't worry. I just wanted to say, Chris, this is so interesting because, you know, we've been in touch, but I was not aware what you were doing. I knew you were supporting teachers and these things, but not how you were doing it. I still have one question before I answer Ilya.
Okay.
Chris, and these small projects, what kind of projects are you doing? I'm really interested in that because in Brazil we have lots of problems we train teachers, we are even changing the way we train them to see if there is an effect on in the classroom. So I was really wondering, how are you doing? What are the small steps that you are taking? What kind of projects? Are they individual projects with each teacher, for example?
Either each teacher or very small teams.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way that I am aiming at. We still don't have results. Things are being prepared to be launched in the next academic year.
Okay.
The first one, so for instance, the academic writing support, it's only with one person that assists students across university and especially foreign students with academic writing techniques more than the language.
Mm-hmm.
They have problems with the British structure. And so she had a lot of people coming to her office and also a lot of people that, you know, most times couldn't meet her on the time that she was in the office or that had problems coming to the university just for that. Because the other thing that I forgot to mention, I'm working across the university, but not across all levels of the university. Right now, I'm aiming at the postgraduate ones. So this is my goal is to prepare the teachers that work with postgrad students.
Mm-hmm.
And so, for instance, this person that works with academic writing skills, she had this need that she could contact with the student, you know, in a more frequent way, or make her available in a different way for the postgrad students that sometimes wouldn't be able to come to the university just to attend a session with her for 20 minutes or something, ask her a question or two. And so what we did, I went to with her to Skype, how to Skype, how to share files to Skype,
mm-hmm.
very simple things.
Yes, sometimes it's just a very simple skill that the teacher needs to get started.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And also that showed her that she could, message, text message the students, and the students could text message her. And then I created an online tutorial on how to use Skype for the students that wouldn't have been acquainted with Skype, and we advertised that to the website where for our section in the university.
Nice. And then
and
she's happy now.
Yes, it's also we already implemented. She already had a couple of students online, but now everyone is on vacation, so everything is very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But also gave her
time
to think and digest about that experience. The most unbelievable thing that happened with this project was that sometimes it's easier for teachers tell peers, because now I'm not being really a teacher, so they don't see me as a teacher.
I have the same problem. Even though I am still a teacher, like when I am in Brazil, I teach and I have this other position together with Erica, but still they don't see me as a teacher anymore. They think it's like I am in a separate side of the... And it's not true, you know? I'm just there to help them, but it's funny.
Yes, because it's like speaking the same kind of language. They feel that with her they are at the same level, mm-hmm. And so it was nice to see that this and this was undergraduate, and usually I don't work with the undergraduate teachers, but if they ask for my help, I'll help them. But what happened was she knew this. And we have the nursery school, and there's a huge problem with the nursery students that go on internships to hospitals outside campus, and sometimes even abroad, and then it's not easy for them to connect with their learning community anymore. Mm-hmm. And so this teacher said, you know, why don't you use Skype? And the other teacher was like, I'll try. And she connected with the students, and the students were already using Skype. So they are now using Skype with this group of nurse students to keep the learning community active.
Yes, it's like a multiplying effect. If one starts, and if it's like the teacher is doing that, so the other tells another, and then they start doing it. But if it's you saying... Well, maybe it won't work the same way, or maybe there will be some resistance at first.
I think if they can get over this initial resistance, then it works.
Yes.
But at the beginning, it's very difficult.
Yeah, I was just reading something at the Tech Learning blog, something about, like, it's technology is not really about technology, it's about the psychology that you use with teachers. So
it is.
If you can really overcome this first resistance, then you will be able to reach them in a certain way. And I think that's what happened to me and Erica, like in the beginning when we started 4 years ago in this technological position. Nobody wanted to hear what we had to say, and we are not preachers anymore. We changed our focus. We are just now trying to, what we do is like we test things with our groups, we make our own projects. Sometimes we involve a teacher that is a friend or somebody that is willing to, like we can see the spark in their eyes when we're talking to them, so we can spot that. And we start working like with small, very small teams, one or two teachers. And then the funny thing is, when the other teachers see that they are not included, then they say, why didn't you call me to do that? Oh, I would love to do that. I said, I don't know, I felt you were too overwhelmed, or I thought you had other plans. And then they said, no, I would love to join you, just because it's psychology, just because another person was doing that with the same level that the person teaches. It's funny. So it's really about psychology, not the technology itself. Let me try to call Erica, and then finally we are going to tell Ilya about the teachers for town. It's nothing much, Ilya. It's just something fun we want to do. But in order to do it, we needed to learn to webcast. Dennis, you are a great listener. You are so quiet. Dennis, are you there?
I'm here. Hold on, I'll be right back. I'll have to come myself, okay? I'll be right back.
Okay, Ilya.
Okay.
Eric, I think we have some echoes again.
I should disappear then.
No, no.
Look, I can't figure out what to do.
Like, for example, your voice is
okay.
The only thing is that when we speak, we get an echo.
Yeah, I get an echo when you speak, too.
Mm-hmm. What could that be?
Any ideas?
I use speakers.
Yes, I am.
What are you... So, are you using headphones?
I'm using that microphone with the headphone altogether.
The headset.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, let me try something. Okay. And now, is it better?
No, I think we're still getting an echo. No.
I'm not getting any echo now.
No, I think it's okay.
Well, the only thing I did was I disconnected my speakers because they were also connected.
Although there
was no volume, they were connected.
But I'm still getting an echo.
Yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Is it maybe, Christina, what do you think? Is it maybe because her configurations are like the sound part? I don't know. I have no idea.
Well... I'm not at home. I'm at work, so it's very basic here. It's very simple.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have this B mic here. It's just a regular mic.
But if you are a participant, this shouldn't be a problem. We've always been participants with a plug-in mic.
So it might be.
Hello, Erica. I'm back.
Hi, is it Ilya?
Yes.
All right. Is Dennis there too?
I think Dennis left. He's here, but probably he had to do something and didn't want to interrupt Christina.
Okay.
Probably.
He was being quiet.
I think he got tired of me.
We could get tired of you. We are getting lots of echoes there.
Yeah, okay. I have to go anyway. I just dropped in to say hello to you.
But look, we won't give up, okay, Erica? We need to try again. Send the message to the forum so we can figure out how you can record things.
I didn't attach the screenshots because I didn't know where I could attach them.
I can attach
a picture in the forum, can I?
No, but you can include a file attachment, or what you can do there, in the text box, you click on add picture, and then you can add the picture.
Yeah, I'll try, because I just wrote a message.
But try, I'm sure you can...
Yeah, I was having the same problem as I were.
Uh-huh. It's like this. You just click on the text box, and then you write your message, add the image, you have that house... Just click there, mm-hmm. and then you can include, you can, like, upload a photo there, and it will show in your post.
I'll try that tonight.
Okay. I'll be waiting.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, Erica.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
Oh, I miss her so much because we are very, very close friends, very close, like to spend the weekends together, to barbecue, to do everything together. Our kids play together, and we used to work side by side, you know, so it's terrible.
I can imagine. It's like missing a team, isn't it?
It is.
Same thing with Ramona.
And it's so funny because... Oh, here's Danny. Something strange is happening here. Let me tell him. Yes, we are here. Dennis and can't hear you. Dennis, are you listening to us now? But I think you can. Yes, we can't. Oh, how about hanging up and then I'll call you again? Let me see if he answers. Okay, okay, he'll do it. He'll do it, and we will finally tell Lily it's nothing, like, it's not a big deal. I think he'll be disappointed because it's something so simple.
You're keeping it a huge mystery.
Oh, I love that. That's what I do with my students.
Yeah, you do with curiosity.
Yes. And then they are eager to be there. You know, I was just thinking, the learning with computer groups now, a group now is talking about reading, right? And I was thinking about a project I had with some friends, and it was so great. We had that Louis Stevenson's short story. I don't know if you know it. What is the name? The Body Snatchers. Do you know this short story?
That's not a short story, though, is it?
It is. It is. So what we did with that short story, we divided that short story in many different parts. In every class, it would start like in a climax part, every single class. And then the students, and they were teenagers, they could only read in class. It was so funny because they sometimes went to class because it was early in the morning, 7:30 something. They just went to class to know what was going to happen. And sometimes I had so much to cover that I didn't have time to do it every single class. They said, "Oh no, teacher, but I just came to class to read the story." Like, they were not there because of anything else but the story. And I thought it was so amazing. And then I tried it again with another story, and that one from Edgar Allan Poe, the Pit and the Pendulum.
Oh yeah.
And yeah. We did that with my Top Flex groups. And my Top Flex groups is just a name that I know. It's an adult pre-intermediate level. And they just loved it too, because we would read in class and then the discussion would be on our class blog. It was amazing, the experience. But getting back to Teachers for Tale, Dennis, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Loud and clear.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Could you hear Christina?
No. I hung up. You called back.
No. The part that she was talking about her school and projects, the university.
Oh, Pit in the Pendulum?
Before.
I heard all, yeah, I heard everything.
Oh, okay.
It was just I didn't think you could hear me. Yeah, she was talking about things were moving slowly, and she's been there 6 months, and
There's
been some resistance, and she's working with very small groups and so on.
Oh, my God. Christina, this is the difference between men and women.
Yeah. Straight to the point.
We took 20 minutes to get where Dennis got in 30 seconds.
1 minute.
I have to tell you that that's something I can do when I'm pressed to do it, but conversations with me are often not that way. Somebody once said to me, in fact, more than one person has said to me, you ask Dennis how he's doing and he gives you the Encyclopedia Britannica.
So Dennis, you need to get together with Rodrigo, my husband, because he's just like that. I tell him that he's the king of useless culture. Well, but I love that because I learned so much.
Yeah. Before we get into anything else, I have to tell you something really important.
See, Ilya, the suspense goes on.
No, I have to do it this way because I'll forget about it otherwise.
Yes.
I was at the Webheads thing on Sunday, and somebody, don't remember who, Vance maybe, said that Barbara Dieu needs someone to stream for her at the Merlo conference. So if you feel you could do that, it'd be another opportunity for you.
No, I know that. I contacted Jeff today because I know that she wants that, but the point is that she didn't really know what she wanted to do, right? Because she wanted to be in Second Life, in Aledo, and the streaming structure for both of them are not congruent. Like, you cannot have one streaming for both places. You see what I mean? So I was waiting for her to decide, like, to see how things are, like the internet connection that she's going to have there. And I'm going to talk to Jeff about that because he said there are some little tricks that I need to be aware of. So I'll have like a crash training with him or something and try to stream that. To help.
Well, I might have known you'd be on top of that already, but just in case you didn't know about it, I thought I better mention that before I forget it.
No, in fact, I was not going to do that because I'm not. I feel like I'm just starting that. It's too much of a responsibility because she's going to be in a conference with, I don't know, 500 people. But Jeff is really making some pressure, and he said, well, you can do it. Okay, I said, Jeff, you tell me, though, because probably he won't be around to stream for her. That's the point. So I'll try. I'll see what happens. I don't know.
Yes, you can do it. You can do it. We'll be there.
You can do it.
You know, one thing that we need to learn, Christina and Ilya, about streaming. Yeah. Kicking the streaming to the other person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For example,
Cheryl Oakes did it.
Yes. It's like this. I'm streaming right now. And then imagine that we have a session and I have to go. But the session is not over, so I'm gonna kick it to you, Ilya, or to you, Christina. So there is a way that we, the participants and the people, won't get disconnected.
Wow, that's great!
It's like transferring the streaming from one to the other, like in sync, you know, in a way that it won't disconnect. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
I told Cheryl that I wanted to learn that because she's doing that. And we'll see. It's great to practice this. Now that I know Ilya is streaming, Christina can stream too. So it's just about practice. By the way, Ilya, do you want to stream now?
Do you know how to kick it over to me?
No. No, I can just disconnect and we won't be streaming, but I'll keep recording. So then you just go to Simplecast and start your encoder and I will stop mine. Is it okay?
Okay.
Do you want to try?
Sure.
Are you ready?
I got the encoder. Hold on.
Just a second. Let me turn off, okay? So I'm stopping the screaming now. Okay?
Hold on a sec.
What?
Hi, what happened?
I don't know, Dave. Dennis, you were disconnected.
Yeah,
are
I was.
You there?
I can only see you here.
Yes,
I think everybody was disconnected.
No, I think it was you. And then just a second.
Okay.
I'll call Christina. Christina, just a second. Yes, okay, Kai. Kai is now a Power Ranger here. Are you there, Dennis?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Let me call Christina.
Okay.
And Ilya. Ilya's getting ready to stream. Ilya? Okay. Let me start the girls again. And I'll stop streaming right now. Hey, girls.
Hi, Dennis is missing.
Is he? Dennis, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, okay. No.
Is he? I can see him.
Okay. Where is... Oh, World Bridges. My God. Oh, my God. Just a second. I'll call Jeff, too. Just a minute.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, Jeff is around. Oh, my God. I'm nervous.
So we have all the experts in the house.
Why should you be nervous?
I'm nervous now.
Oh, you're doing great.
I am calling Jeff Noel. This
yeah,
is not
I agree.
Possible.
You're doing great.
I agree. I think she's doing great.
She is.
No, Jeff, calling you is like a big thing now. This never happened. You are the one who called us.
Ilya is still on hold, it looks like.
Call on hold? Why?
Ilya. Yeah. Possibly...
Should I just hang up and call her again?
Yeah, that would probably work.
Okay. So, have you seen us playing around, Jeff?
I just got back a few minutes ago and listened in just as you were talking about Merlot conference possibilities. And
oh, my God. And then you decided to call. Oh, my God.
Yes. And I was delighted to hear sort of the whole Webcast Academy team saying, we'll help, we'll help.
Hello, Carla.
Yes, Ilya.
Is that Ilya?
So, should I take over?
Yes, I just quit. It's up to you. Jeff, I was streaming and now Ilya is gonna... Jeff, by the way, I was telling them that we could learn how to kick the streaming?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's what I was Skyping in to share.
Oh, my God. This is exciting. So, Ilya.
Okay. I have a question. Is it is the server port 8004 or 8006?
Two, isn't it? Jeff.
You're going for Sandbox A? Sandbox A is 8002.
In Sandbox B,
8002.
I never knew.
Okay. That's why that didn't work.
In Sandbox B, Jeff.
Sandbox
B is port 8006. It's also a different IP.
Ah, that's why I could never stream in Sandbox B, and I felt so dumb to ask.
Well, you know about webcastacademy.net/info, yes?
Yes, I know.
I always thought that would be so helpful to people, but people never like, what's that address again? I can't remember. What is it?
Oh, Jeff, and you have had such a hard work with the info, frequently asked questions. I was taking a look there. It's great.
Okay, listen, I have a problem. I am not streaming. For some reason, the password doesn't work.
I believe you have it in the wrong place. I can kind of trail the log files. The password you have in is correct.
Okay.
But it looks like you're having it... You put it... Is it possible that it's in the wrong field?
It's under password.
Which is where you'd think it would go.
So, Jeff, you are the big brother, huh?
The IP is the same. The server port is 8002, and the password is... I'm not telling you.
Right.
This is funny.
Do we have any screen sharing going?
No.
But
Ilya can do it.
You're using Simplecast, Ilya?
I'm using Simplecast, yeah.
Okay.
it doesn't like my password. Just try it again.
Okay, server password. So I'm sorry, once again, the server IP is 69931381106. And the port is 8002.
Server IP again?
69.93.
Oh, no, it's not that.
69.93.138.
138.106. Okay, maybe it'll work now. Yes. How come it's a different IP?
Because we have two servers, and they are... Oh! Okay, let me...
I'm streaming, by the way.
Standing by to confirm.
Exciting, huh, Elia?
We're streaming.
Oh, congratulations. That's
great.
Oh, indeed you are.
You
That's
great.
Now, if you all want to see how to kick Ilya, and really, this is only necessary if someone is streaming and they leave it on so that it automatically grabs the stream, and so that way you can't... start streaming if someone is already there. If you go to this page...
Let me see the page.
Mm-hmm.
And with admin and the same password as the stream.
And the username and the password.
The username is admin. And the password is the same as the password for the stream.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just a second.
Stupid.
Oh, yes, Jeff, I was trying to get to this place.
This is a fun place.
Yes, I know.
As you can see, who's listening.
Okay, we're there. Are you there, Ilya?
I'm there.
And you'll see, you know, yep. And you'll see the IP numbers of who's listening and a whole bunch of stuff. The last one in the middle there says source, and it shows your IP beginning with 84.
Yes, okay.
That's the IP of the person who's streaming, and so that's you.
Okay.
If you want to stop the stream, you just click kick. And you would be able to kick that person off the stream. Right. Now, most of the encoders have an automatic restart function. If you look in your Simplecast and you right-click on an encoder, you have the three tabs, Converter, Server Details, and Stream Archive.
Stream Archive? How come I always have different things than you do?
This should be, you're in Simplecast, right?
Simplecast. Stop, encoders, and statistics.
In the encoders window, if you right-click and click config, if you right-click on the encoder you're using.
Okay, right-click, okay, config.
Yep, do you see it's the first tab, the converter tab?
Right.
In the right part of that window, you have auto start encoder, auto reconnect encoder.
Mm-hmm.
If those are checked, whoever is streaming, their encoder is going to try to grab the stream again. One way to avoid that is just to uncheck that. If everyone's unchecked that, then it becomes much easier. So if that's done, all you have to do is kick them, and you can grab the stream at your leisure. If they have that checked, then you have to, like, kick them and then start yours very quickly.
Yes, that's what I see. Like, I see that Doug does that now. There is not even a space there between kicking one out and the other start streaming.
It can be very close sometimes.
That's neat.
So really, we should all make a practice of not doing that, or setting it very, you know, set it to 60 seconds so people have time to grab it.
Mm-hmm.
So the auto start encoder should be
unclicked.
It unclicked, but how many?
Well, if it's unclicked, it doesn't matter. If it's clicked, I'd say go with 60.
Them. I have the auto start encoder and the auto reconnect encoder.
Yeah, I would uncheck them both.
Okay. Okay, so should I kick it?
No need to kick yourself. Yeah, I mean, you can if you want. But feel free. I mean, I'm not here to judge.
But okay, so I have the stream, so I'm the one that has to kick it to someone else, right?
No. Like, the way you all did it is the best way to do it. That's the smoothest way, is where one person says, okay, I'm going to stop streaming now, and then the other person clicks start on their encoder, and that's very smooth. That's the best way to do it. This kicking is only necessary if someone hasn't turned their stream off. I used to do this more so that between shows, I would just leave my thing streaming. So we'd be playing recordings of old shows. If that's the case and someone wanted to stream,
The case then when you are, like, when you're listening to other shows and then you have to kick it there and then you start streaming, right? That's it, Jeff?
Right.
Okay, now I got it.
Okay. So, who wants to take over? I'm going to stop.
No, Ilya, you can be there.
No.
I thought we could practice a little bit. That's all.
I'm wondering if we wanted to discuss Thursday possibilities and a lotto.
Okay, is it Thursday or Friday? It's the 10th, right?
Yes. Oh,
Friday.
It's Friday.
Oh, it's Friday.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Friday.
So, are you going to be available? Tell me yes. Yes.
I think so. Why? Are we sure it's... It's Friday.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
August 10th.
Oh, man. And I just made an appointment. All right, I should be able to cancel that.
Oh, good, Jeff. Very good. No, because...
No, let's try to stream.
No, we can try. Like, I could be streaming in a sandbox, no problem. But, you know, I need a backup because it's something very serious. It's... I don't know.
Yeah, I'm a little bit concerned about this because it is a pretty serious presentation. There's going to be a lot of people.
Yes.
It's, you know, it's not like a Webcast Academy sandbox experience.
That's
but
it.
B, and I'm concerned about B because there's got to be a lot of sound checking on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she has to be able to test things out. And talking to her, I got a feeling that she was feeling like, well, you know, just make it work. And it just it doesn't work that way.
B is like that, yes.
I just want everybody to talk to everybody and have it work. Just do that.
Oh, how can it be?
That's right.
And she's doing, Jeff, it's amazing. When we met her in Brasilia, she's doing like tons of things at the, well, like all of us, but B, it's even more. She'll be doing tons of things. It's amazing how she can multitask more than anybody else here.
Good. Maybe she can webcast it too.
Yeah, but she's in the Webcast Academy.
Yeah. How many times has she streamed? She shows up because she needed help with her conference, but I haven't seen her. I know she's traveling. I'm just being harsh on B.
Yes. No, she's traveling.
Yeah. I just have to say that when I click on my little listen box now, I see that there are 3 active channels.
It's amazing, isn't it?
8 different shows. This is World Bridges history.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have a screenshot of that.
I just did that. No one's listening to any of them because I'm talking, but it's a good step.
We can like, put... I can do something
Well, it's a start.
The Corel, I can put 100 listeners here.
Oh, wouldn't that be nice?
No, but this is pretty cool. Like, I've never seen, like, so many. Yeah, it's true. I've never seen so many streaming going at once. Never. See, Jeff, this is amazing.
Absolutely. This class is going to take World Bridges to the next step, I believe.
I'm sure. But you never gave up on any of us.
Well, you all are so easy. Uh-huh. You guys are like, you make us 1-point Xers look like morons.
Easy. Yeah.
It took months to figure stuff out. You guys, you know, a couple weeks and now you're already doing your shows.
More or less. We haven't told Ilya, poor Ilya.
We haven't know what the show is.
We've been trying, like, it's been exactly 1 hour that we are here trying to tell her about the Teachers for Tell, and we couldn't. It seems that we never talk to each other. We've been, you know, getting together a lot, but there is so much to catch up because before it was just text. Now with voice, everybody has so much to say. So we haven't been able to tell her what Teachers for Tell is, and we mean to invite her to be part of the team. It's crazy.
So what?
I'm sorry. Yes, I'm glad we answered that question first before we started asking more.
I told her she's going to be so disappointed because it's not such a big thing, but we've made so huge with the suspense and the mystery. Poor Ilya. Okay, Jeff, I'm going to tell her in a few words, and then you can ask your question. Ilya. Teachers for Tell is just like getting together in a very informal way. It's like, in fact, it's exactly what we are doing here right now, just talking about the things that we have at our school and, you know, the what we can do to help other teachers. The TEL stands for Technology Enhanced Language Learning. So the idea is to get together and talk about different things, like the EdTech Talk way, right, Jeff?
Right.
And the ones who are already in the group is me, Dennis Oliver, Christina, Daphne, Teresa, Erica, and Ronaldo in Brazil. And we would love if you could join us, because the idea, Jeff is always making fun of us because we've been planning this forever, but what we really needed is what we have now, like the information to stream and, you know, to do in the right way. So I guess now we are ready, and the plan for the first get-together is to talk about professional development at your desk, like at home. How can teachers pursue their professional development not waiting for their institutions to do that, but like... taking advantage of communities of practice, and then our idea was to talk first about the Learning with Computers group. That's the idea. It's not a big deal, but and we want to make it really not something like every week, but once a month, because it's not heavy for anybody. We want to have that idea of, you know, waiting, longing to get together again to talk about things. And that's it. Not a big deal. It's a webhead encounter, meeting, and having fun together as we are having here. That's the idea. Ilya, are you still there?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
No, it sounds like a great idea.
Yes.
Oh. I haven't run off. No, it's excellent.
Okay, so you're in, right?
You're in the team.
I'm in the team.
Yes.
Oh, great. So I've been accepted.
Okay.
Thank you. I feel honored.
I'll send you the link. We started a web page, so you can see things there. We just started. We just got together once to decide the date. That didn't happen. But now we are ready. I think we are just going to wait for Chris to come back from her holiday trip, and then we are going to start it. Yes, Jeff.
I was rescheduling my appointment online. I love that. My car dealership already has an online thing. That's great.
Okay.
So sorry. Was that the EFL webcast that's coming up, EFL Best Practices?
It's Jose's, isn't
that's,
it?
That's okay. Are you all connecting with him at all as part of that?
It's funny, no, not at all, but he mentioned, like, I can hear Brazil Bridges, and I told him, I don't know the date, it's on Saturday. Saturday is not really a good day for me because I try to be more with the family, the kids and stuff, but I'll try to connect to him. But I would be glad to be around. It's exactly what I mean to EFL, so I'll try to be around. Many things popping up now, right, Jeff?
Yeah, it's going to be exciting to have a lot of new shows and convergences and to get a lot more global participation in, because I'm tired of it being such a North American-centered network so far.
Yes, it's funny because Vance was asking me, like, how is the, for example, the Teachers for Tell different from any other show in that Tech Talk? I said, like, I don't know if it's different, but just the fact that it's not the American view and it's not like just the American, how can I say it? Because many things that you discuss apply, like, the problems you have here are in some way exactly the same that we have in Brazil, but in a totally different level, you know? Sometimes I see people complaining that they don't have money for their school for technology, for example. In Brazil, in my school, we have zero money. Everything we do there, we do like using free tools, open source tools, things like that. So it's totally different. So just the fact that we are a bunch of people from different continents and different places, I think it gives a different perspective. And then it's really world bridges. That's my
guess. Absolutely. And I'm not concerned about redundant programming at all.
Mm-hmm.
Even if two shows have very similar topics or focus, the fact that different people are involved creates a different conversation and potentially a different community. So, you know, this is a long-tail organization, so I have no concerns about overlap. And, you know, I'd love to get stuff going in other languages. So I hope people don't hesitate to do that as well.
Well, Christina, the idea we had, Jeff, was the following. I was talking to Christina about that because she wanted to do something in Portuguese. So I was telling her that we could have some shows of the Teachers for Tell in Portuguese, like for Brazilian teachers who don't speak English, for example, and Portuguese teachers. So we could have Teachers for Tell and say that, well, this show will be streamed in Portuguese, for example, something like that.
That would be great.
Yes. Isn't that right?
Teachers for Tell Portuguese. Teachers for Tell Espanol.
Yeah.
Yes. I would love to learn the Spanish, and Ilya could do the German one.
I can do the German one with Dennis Newsom.
Yes, see? We could have like
a... speak German, though.
I can help in the German one, too. I'm not so good in Spanish, but I can do the German one.
Yeah, oh, great. Well, so I can only do the English and the Portuguese.
I speak German, but he said he's not very sure about it. He's probably better than he thinks.
Yes. So, yeah, we could do that. And that's a plan. We could start from there. And then I'm sure, like, Ilya will have other ideas for her show and... But it's better, Jeff, to be like this, to be a group together first and try things, and then people will find their voices and their way of doing things.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. So now I can tell you that things will work, and we will do it. Well, we are already doing the conversation we had like with Chris before you arrived here was just great, enlightening, really. So...
Yeah, I mean, once you start doing this, it's hard to stop. I mean, it really is kind of addictive and fun.
Yeah. It is. Yeah,
it's really
the
nice.
The conversation I had with Dennis, Dennis Newsom.
And you know, I don't know if you've seen that, Ilya, but that I sent a post. I posted something in the Learning with Computer group, giving the Webcast Academy address for your conversation with Dennis, and it has had a repercussion there. There is the teacher from Brazil, Ana Maria Menezes. She was like, "How could you do it and stuff? How can you record both conversations?" And then I said, "You know what? You have to join the Webcast Academy."
No, I saw that. I was really pleased. I was really happy to see that.
Yes.
And I already wrote to Ana Maria.
Yes. So if we keep like just spreading the word, Jeff, you are in big, big trouble.
Hey, it's showtime.
You love that, don't you, Jeff?
This is what I've been waiting 10 years for.
Yeah, but it's a process. I think like
it's a long and slow process.
Yes, that's exactly what we've been talking about, Jeff. It's a very, very long process. But now, Jeff, you are in very good hands with the webcast queens, Cheryl and Susan, you know?
Yeah, that's been really wonderful having them at the helm.
You know, women give a totally different perspective, Jeff.
Yep.
So
yeah, and what's all this talk about? No, you know, there aren't enough women in technology. You look at Webcast Academy or EdTech Talk and women rule.
It's crazy. No, the Webcast Academy this time, it's amazing how many, many more women there than men.
Well, yeah. We're all about collaboration, and women seem to be a step ahead of men in that regard.
Yes. But we were having fun here because Christina talked for 20 minutes about what she was doing and stuff. And then I said, Dennis, were you listening to Christina? Because he had some technical issues. He said, oh, yes. In 30 seconds, he summarized everything that Christina took 20 minutes to say.
He values time.
Sometimes it's not about the destination, it's about the journey.
Yes. It's the whole process. It was really fun. So, Jeff, if we want to stream in Alado, what is the trick?
If you're set up to stream now, if you were to open Alado,
uh-huh,
you'd be streaming Alado. Because right now you're set up to capture any audio that's played on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to play an MP3 on your computer, that would go out to the stream. The problem is we would not hear Alado. We in the Skype call would not hear Alado, because your Skype settings are set to for your audio in to be your USB microphone,
uh-huh,
not your sound card.
Uh-huh.
Because if you set it to your sound card...
Yeah.
In fact, why don't you... You know, this is always what's happened for me, but it might be different for you. What happens is you get echo issues.
Uh-huh.
Now, if you're muted, if you're quiet, then it's okay. We could hear a lot of people in a lotto could, well, that's really hard to get people in a lotto to be able to hear us, because then you have to change the audio settings in a lotto, and that's tricky.
So then the easiest way to do that is like to set my computer to stream, like using to stream in a lotto, and then I would go like to another computer if I needed to speak. Is that it?
Yeah, that would be
okay.
The easiest way to do it.
Uh-huh.
This is really interesting, because in January I'm going to be doing a workshop with Dennis. It's going to be, I'm going to be in front of all the teachers, and Dennis is going to be on the Beamer. And I was thinking it would be really great to stream it, but you need someone outside to stream it. So that might be an idea to experiment with that.
Yeah, and streaming out is really pretty simple. As long as the person who's speaking at the presentation is wired correctly, then that audio goes out, and especially if like they're in a Skype call with someone who's streaming it from somewhere else, that part's actually pretty simple. The tricky part gets in with interaction, when you want someone who's part of the Skype call to speak and be able to have the participants on the ground hear it.
So then, Jeff, I should have the configs that I have now, and then mute my mic. Is that it?
If all you're doing is streaming a lotto,
uh-huh,
you don't have to change anything.
Okay.
It's where you're trying to bridge the Skype conference and a lotto that things get challenging.
Uh-huh.
Which is what I was trying to express to B, but somehow we weren't connecting.
Yeah, because in fact there are three things there. Oh no, because Second Life is not. It's the Skype conference, right? When they are in Second Life, she was
right.
Talking about the Skype conference together with Second Life plus Alado.
Right.
Okay, so.
And it's doable.
That the participants would be able to speak on the computer. I'm assuming that not set.
Oh, you could have a microphone. B, when she was in Brasilia, Ilha, she was, Jeff was streaming for her, and she just had the mic plugged into her computer, and
mm-hmm,
that was it. And the participants really were interacting. They asked questions and stuff, and it was fine. We had loudspeakers, but the loudspeakers were, what, behind. Yes, Jeff, behind. Yeah.
Yes.
So that we wouldn't have the echo, and that was it.
And so did the participants come up to the microphone?
Yes.
To ask things?
Uh-huh, yes.
Okay.
That's how it worked.
Okay. And did you have a webcam?
No webcams. No, just voice.
Webcams are a whole other set of possibilities, especially using something like Ustream or Operator 11, but we haven't really played with those much. I'm afraid I have to step out. I've got to go pick up my car, but lovely connecting with you all.
Well, it was great, Jeff. And
yes,
tell me what we are going to do Friday.
Well, I guess I will be available Friday, and we really need to wait to hear from B. To
maybe we should, instead of waiting, maybe we could send her an email. Because, I don't know, maybe she thinks everything is all right.
Well, I sent her an email before she left,
I think
last Thursday, saying, asking her lots of questions,
uh-huh.
And I haven't heard back from her,
okay.
But I think contact would be good, and if you can be set up to stream, Carla,
mm-hmm.
Really just regular setup.
Okay.
That should be helpful.
Okay, that's nice. Okay, Jeff, great talking to you.
Indeed. Stream on.
We are. Now it's Ilya.
Take care. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Okay, listen, ladies. I have to tell you, we have listeners.
We do.
Oh, great.
Oh, my gosh.
We do. Lisa Paris.
How many?
Paris Cesare is listening. And Susan is listening. And she said, we sound great.
Oh, great.
Oh, great. Are you seeing them in the chat room?
I saw them in the chat room. I don't see them in the shoutcast room.
Let me see. I think I can bring Lisa here. Oh, here we go. Let's see. Just a second.
Yes.
Just a second. I'll add her. Okay. Let's see if she's around. She's having some problems, I guess. Oh, she's busy.
Okay.
I can't see anyone in the chat room. Oh, I see Suzanne.
Yeah, she's there. And Shoutcast now has 2 listeners of 200. So welcome, listeners.
Yeah.
Oh, is streaming.
Oh, she's plugging her mic and she's gonna be here.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, and Susan is there too. She's in the chat. Let's see if she wants to.
Carla,
yes.
Can I? Then I was just thinking about this World Bridges thing, having people from different. I was invited. Mm-hmm. I want to know if it was true or not, but I think you really meant it. By my former professor at university,
mm-hmm.
To come in and talk to the master students, the educational technologies master students,
mm-hmm.
About learning communities. And this is a Portuguese course, so everyone speaks Portuguese.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone will speak English. And I have to submit, I have to email him with kind of a proposal. If you would be up to, we could, both of us, moderate a webcast and have the students in for his class.
It's funny because I'm going to send you the link. Jeff had something like that with some students, graduate students. And it was just great. They were so impressed because, you know, it was streaming, and what they did, they asked questions for the people who were there. So Jeff invited some people, like the web heads were there, some other people that are part of the EdTech Talk community. And I don't know where they were, but they were in a classroom with the teacher, and they would come and ask questions and people would answer. It was great.
Okay, if you want, this would have to be in Portuguese.
That's
but
okay.
We could
Can they understand me?
Oh, yeah. Perfectly.
With my Brazilian.
Portuguese. Well,
we can
Christine,
understand
if you
each
want,
other.
I could stream it for you.
Okay. Okay, so let me just, because I really have to set these things before I go on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow, I'll send him an email, and
okay.
I'll copy you in,
uh-huh.
in the email, and see what he says.
Okay.
And this would be like mid-September,
That's
October.
Great. That's great.
Okay.
Let's
and so. Let's do that, and I will copy Dennis too in,
mm-hmm.
and it will be us, the gang. Oh my god!
It's work. Hi, Liz. Are you there with us?
I am.
Yes, great. So you were listening to us. Oh my god!
I just walked in and turned it on. So I hardly heard a thing.
So
we are in sandbox A or B?
We are in sandbox A.
Okay.
And Lisa, I know that you were having some problems. Could you figure out how to record things?
No, I'm having trouble getting anyone else's voice.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Okay, goodbye.